Hello, welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on May 25th, 2017. Our guest today is Michael Schwartz, a principal in RSM's real estate practice. We're going to discuss trends in foreign investment in U.S. real estate. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Michael, roughly, 18 months ago, Congress passed long-awaited reforms to the Foreign Investment in Real Property Tax Act, which is better known as FIRPTA. Do you think the changes have had a material impact on cross-border investment in U.S. real estate?
FIRPTA has had an impact, but I don't think that that is the driving or underlying force for foreign investment. There are a lot of other factors that are playing into that, and I think we may be getting into that as well in our discussion later on. But FIRPTA certainly helps, and it does assist in terms of, say, the tax ramifications of a transaction. But it's not as if everyone's saying, hey, wow, the U.S. 18 months ago adopted FIRPTA. We're going to all of a sudden now throw our capital in there because of that. No, that's not the reason, but it certainly is helping.
So it does seem clear that foreign investors, particularly from Asian markets, are pretty hungry for U.S. real estate assets. So what's driving the demand?
Several things are driving the demand. It's, again, if you will, the fact that many Asian markets are a little more closed, and they're limited in terms of scope and scale and size. Hong Kong, as well as market and prices. Hong Kong is more a captive market. Singapore as well. Again, they're just smaller markets, and the U.S. provides for such a depth and breadth of investment possibilities, both from the product type of investment as well as the market between the, if you will, the gateway cities, the smile, if you will, if you draw a smile map of the United States along the East Coast, the South, and the West Coast, with a couple of dots, maybe in Chicago or Minneapolis over the last few years. The U.S. just provides such a again, as I said, a depth and breadth of investment opportunities for folks overseas in Asia to do that, and the returns are a lot better. So that's what's driving them. And again, we're seeing both in the smile or the gateway cities, as well as secondary markets, have really taken an increase in terms of an appetite too.
And the interest in secondary markets is something that, it seems to be a relatively new development. So are there any particular U.S. markets that you could point to, or even property types that foreign investors are showing more interest in now?
Sure. As far as property types, industrial has continued to, I'm not going to say lead the charge, but at least be at the top of the heap. You've seen GIC, who's the government sovereign wealth fund of Singapore, invest in a number of industrial properties over the last several years, and other players too. You have also seen office become continue to be a big play. And the office has been in, as I mentioned, the gateway cities, New York, San Francisco, although prices there have kind of topped off and cap rates have really compressed in those areas. So the return isn't quite as great, but we're seeing Silicon Valley, we're seeing Miami play in that. Atlanta has come back over the last couple of years. Some foreign investors have played there. D.C. continues to be active, and then the other type of properties out there, multifamily, not quite of the foreign investors, but retail, in light of what you hear and what we're reading with all of these bankruptcies going on, retail is not dead by any means. It's seeing a correction, and I just got back from the shopping center conference earlier this week. You said our date today is May 25th, so it was the Monday, Tuesday, and yesterday, and there is a lot of buzz about shopping center investment, and there were quite a number of foreign participants there as well. So retail, notwithstanding the bad news, is is still commanding somewhat of an investment opportunity for overseas investors.
Well, Michael, really interesting stuff. I really appreciate you joining us today and filling us in on what's been going on with foreign investment in U.S. real estate.
Sure. I appreciate the opportunity, too. I will add one thing, too, that a lot of the activity has over the last 6 to 8 months really continued and continued on the up and up, notwithstanding our Fed raising interest rates by a couple of little blips in the last in that period. So interest rates are not a huge factor, as folks are taking those already into consideration in their underwriting. But appreciate the opportunity and look forward to continuing to engage in dialogue with you and help you out.
All right. Well, thanks again, Michael, for joining us. And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Please visit REIT.com for more on this and other real estate news and analysis. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.